You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to study with me and with all of us here together the Word of God. We're in a study in the book of Revelation. You are tuned in to God's frequency where God is broadcasting. And God is broadcasting indeed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And He's always speaking if you go to where He's speaking. And that's what we do here in this program. And that is go to the Word of God. Let God speak through His Word. Every day He will have a word of instruction, encouragement, or correction, whatever it may be for you every day, if you're in the Word of God every day. And that's what this program is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. If I was to own a radio station, and if the call letters were available, that's what it would be. It would be WGOD. WGOD, God's broadcast. Are you tuned into His frequency? We're about to tune in right now. Lord God, we do indeed tune into Your frequency today. We listen for Your voice here in Your Word. Speak to us today now through Your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's cut right to the chase. We're in Revelation. We're looking at the seven churches, the Lord's letters to the seven churches. So far, we've gone through the church at Ephesus, known as the Loveless Church. We've gone through the church at Smyrna, known as the Persecuted Church. Last week, we looked at the compromising church. That was the church at Pergamos. Today, we're starting the church in Thyatira, known as the corrupt church. Now we're going 40 miles south from where we were, 40 miles south from Pergamos. And once again, friend, we're eavesdropping in on somebody else's mail. Now remember that as we get into this letter and look. We're going to look at someone named Jezebel, and perhaps you say, well, how can this relate to today? This was a letter to 2,000 years ago written to someone else. Well, guess what, friend? Ephesians was written also to someone 2,000 years ago. So was Hebrews. So was Romans. So was 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So was Colossians. So was 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. This is no different. What we can glean from these is, in some cases, Paul's instructions, whoever the apostles may be, their instructions, here in these seven letters, instructions from God on how to live right and to look behind the scenes in this letter, indeed, to see that God is sovereign and He does as He chooses. We're going to look and see what happens and the threat that the Son of God gives to the pastor of this church for having some woman there who calls herself a prophetess, leading and teaching there in the church. That's what we're looking at here today. Again, we're going to eavesdrop in on somebody else's mail. We're going to go into the pastor's office with the Lord Jesus Christ and the pastor, and we're going to hear these stern words that He has for the pastor of this church. Revelation chapter 2. verse 18. Now to the messenger of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. Another awesome description of the Son of God. Make no mistake who this is either. Cuts right to the chase. He is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe that? I hope you do. As he says at the end of this letter, as he says to all the churches, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? That's really the most important point and verse in this whole book. Thus says the Son of God, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you do, then you are guaranteed eternal life, salvation, deliverance from sin, and that when you die and leave this world and when the resurrection comes, you will be raised up again to a resurrection of eternal life in the presence of God. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I should say if you receive him, because even the demons believe. The demons believe he's the Son of God. Read Mark chapter 3, I think it's verse 11, where they said, thou art the Son of God. As he was casting demons out of people, the demons believe it. Do you believe it? You believe it by receiving him. You believe it by repenting of sin. This is what the word church means. The word means ecclesia. Ek is the preposition that means out of, and the word klesis means called. The whole notion of church is the called out ones. You see, the world's going all in one direction, but the Christians, the Christ followers, are going in the other direction. And when he comes back, he's looking for all those going in the other direction. He's looking for all those traveling, as Robert Frost would say, on the road less traveled. All those who believe in the Son of God and receive him are on the other road, the road less traveled. Are you on that road today? Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You believe it by turning and repenting of sin, by not doing the things that you used to do. That's what the whole notion of the word repent. Metanoia. Noia means mind. Meta means there's a change of condition, like a metabolic rate. Metanoia is to change your mind. It means to do a 360. It means an about face, as they'd say in the Air Force. Leave your sin behind and go in the other direction. This is what the church is. Ecclesia, those that are called out. As he says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you, is what he says. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Reminds me of Philip, too, when he runs into the Ethiopian eunuch on the road in Acts chapter 8. And after he preaches Christ to him, the eunuch says, look, there's water. What prevents me from being baptized? And he said to him, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you may. Do you believe today in all that the prophets have spoken? Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You know, we're rapidly coming to the end of the age. Jesus said, by their fruits, you will know them. Is there enough evidence against you to convict you as a Christian and a Christ follower? Do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You know, James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Are you going the other direction? Have you left your sins behind? And have you made an about face and going in the other direction? Jesus Christ is coming back soon. He's coming back for all those that are on the road less traveled. As the Lord says in Matthew 7:13, enter in through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way which leads to destruction. And many are those who enter in through it. Oh, how narrow the gate and confined is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Many people will say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But do you believe it in your heart? Those that believe it in their heart have abandoned their sin and their old lifestyle, and they're going in the other direction on the road less traveled, on that narrow way which leads to life. Are you on that road? Do you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Also, he says in this description of himself, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. The eyes see right into your soul. That's what happens when the Lord Jesus Christ looks at you. Same thing he did in Mark chapter 10, when someone came running up to him and said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And it says in that text, remember, it says Jesus looked at him and he loved him. He looked at him and he loved him. And it's the same thing with you today. He looks at you and he loves you. Oh, I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ loves you. Right where you are today, on your very worst day, not on your best day, God demonstrates his own love towards you, my friend, in that while you were still a sinner, that Christ died for you. Have you received the Son of God yet? Is he your Savior? It says in the heart, it says in the Bible, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Righteousness, the Greek word dikaios, was taken right out of the courtroom. And it's just like going to court today. If you went to court today, the judge, they got that black robe. The old days, they had a white wig, a black robe, and they got this gavel. I've got a gavel at my church. I love to use it. But I would scare the people in there. I'd scare the little old ladies in there who told me to stop using my gavel. But I love my gavel because with the gavel, you see, God looks at you, and according to your proclamation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and my Lord, he slams down that gavel. God looks at you and says those two words to you, friend, which no one can ever use against you again. And those two words are not guilty. Not guilty. Having been justified by faith, Romans 5:1 says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not guilty. God slams down that gavel and proclaims you not guilty. Everyone out there who has received Jesus Christ, this is where we're at here today. We can't get past this verse that Jesus, thus says the Son of God, we are rapidly approaching. And I challenge you, look around. Smell the coffee. Look around this country and this world today, friend. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Have you received him yet? Do you believe he is the Son of God? Have you received him as your Savior yet? The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, that is, God slams down that gavel and says, not guilty over you. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is, Jesus Christ is Lord. Matthew 10:32. It says, whoever will confess me before men, him I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Have you received him today? That's our program today. We'll be back again soon with another program of WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth.